App switcher, calendar, phone, messages, settings.
Okay, here we go.
That robotic voice you hear is coming from Mike Mello's iPhone 5. Mello has been blind since birth. He's president of the Greater Seattle chapter of the National Federation of the Blind. He says to understand what blind people would like from Amazon, it helps to have an example of a device that does work. He says Apple products are accessible for the blind. They have a text-to-speech function. Mello demonstrates that with a book of fairy tales he's downloaded onto his phone.
Add bookmark. Hansel and Gretel sat down by the fire, and when it was noon, each ate a piece of bread, and because they could hear the blows of an axe, they thought their father was near.
Mello says some Kindles also have text-to-speech, but they lack a lot of other things. For example, the iPhone lets you read word by word, or jump to another chapter, or spell a word.
Capital H-A-N-S-E-L space A-N-D.
But he says Amazon hasn't built those kinds of capabilities into the Kindle. That's an issue because Amazon is increasingly trying to promote Kindle devices and content in schools.
If the sighted child is looking at a Kindle and able to, you know, tap on a word for more information, link to extended content, or change to a separate chapter if the chat class has moved on to another story or another section, the blind student is left behind and isn't able to do that.
And Mello says, even worse, the Kindle app on the iPhone lacks any kind of text-to-speech function at all. I emailed and called Amazon spokespeople several times to get their response, but no one got back to me. This is not a new issue. The National Federation of the Blind sued Arizona State University 3 years ago to block its adoption of Kindles because blind people couldn't use them. Mello says he's not sure how common e-readers are in K-12 schools.
I do know that we have had several children in classrooms that have not been able to access this new age content. And, you know, even if it's one kid, we're concerned.
Mello says so far the company hasn't been that receptive, but he's hoping the protest will get Amazon's attention. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.